In Iraq, the Christian community continues to suffer from intimidation and threats of violence. The number of Christians in that country has dropped drastically following the U.S. invasion 9 years ago. Rami Ruhayem is a correspondent for our partner, the BBC. He has been to St. Joseph's Church in central Baghdad. That's where hundreds of Iraqi Christians celebrated Easter Mass. And he found, even though the levels of violent attacks have dropped recently, there's still a climate of fear.
Easter Mass here at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in central Baghdad. The church is packed. There's more than 300 people in here. They had to bring out extra chairs to the back. Outside, it's surrounded by army checkpoints on all sides. We were searched before we came in. It still feels like a besieged community.
My name is Sena Nimer. I'm a pharmacist. I'm 58 years old. And I have lived in Baghdad for all my life. We still have these security measures outside. It's like entering into a military camp. It's not like entering into a church. So let's hope by next Easter, these measures will ease out a little bit. See, because whenever we come to church, there is this ensuing threat that there's something drastic would happen.
Father Saad Syrup, who's leading the Mass, is drawing parallels between the pains of Jesus on the cross and the experience of Iraqi Christians.
So many people are leaving Baghdad, still leaving now, going to Jordan, to Lebanon, to Turkey. We are actually attesting the emptiness of Iraq from Christianity in 9 years. Do you know? In 9 years. So this is the reality.
What do you think it would take to keep them here?
Security, for example. A good job, a decent life.
It sounds like you're very pessimistic.
I am a real man who live in a real society. This is our society now. These are the conditions that we are living. I hope that the people, the government, the politicians now, understand that we need to improve the quality of life of the Iraqi, not just to improve the appearance of our Iraq. I believe that we can do it.
Do you feel that people are still trying their best to leave Iraq, Christian Iraqis, or is there a little bit of hope that they can have a good life here in Iraq?
I'm afraid there still is quite a number who are trying their best to leave, but as far as the people remaining who have their jobs, you know, their children are there, just like me, for example. I still have my pharmacy. My husband is working. We contribute to the country. So we're not thinking at the time of leaving our country. We'll see.
That's BBC correspondent Rami Ruhayem in Baghdad.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.